body with that of someone I did not know, and with an intensity I could hardly imagine. She had discovered a pleasure she had been unable to obtain from sex with me. While she was doing it with him, she had most likely squirmed and writhed enough to make the bed shake, and had released groans loud enough to be audible in the next room. She had probably done things with him that she would never have done with me. I went and opened the refrigerator, took out a beer and drank it. Then I ate some potato salad. Wanting to hear music, I turned on the FM radio, tuning into a classical station at low volume. "I'm so tired today," Kumiko would say. "I'm just not in the mood. I'm sorry, really." I'd answer, "That's okay, no big deal." When Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings ended, a little piano piece came on that sounded like something by Schumann. It was familiar, but I couldn't recall the title. When it was over, the female announcer said it had been the seventh of Schumann's Forest Scenes, titled Bird as Prophet. I imagined Kumiko twisting her hips beneath the other man, raising her legs, planting her fingernails in his back, drooling on the sheets. The announcer explained that Schumann had created a sense of fantasy in which a mysterious bird lived in the forest, foretelling the future. What had I ever known about Kumiko? Soundlessly, I crushed the empty beer can in my hand and threw it into the bin. Could it be true that the Kumiko I had thought I understood, the Kumiko I had held close to me and joined my body with over the years, that Kumiko was nothing but the most superficial layer of the person Kumiko herself? Just as the greater part of this world belongs to the realm of the jellyfish? If so, what about those 6 years we had spent together? What had they been? What had they meant? I was reading Kumiko's letter yet again when the phone rang. The sound shot me out of the sofa. Who could possibly be calling at 2 in the morning? Kumiko? No, she would never call here. Probably Mei Kasahara. She had seen me leave the empty house and decided to give me a call. Or possibly Krita Kano. She wanted to explain why she had disappeared. It could be the telephone woman. She might be trying to convey a message to me. Mei Kasahara had been right. There were just a few too many women around me. I wiped the sweat from my face with a towel that lay nearby, and when I was ready, I picked up the receiver. "Hello?" I said.
"Hello?"
came the voice from the other end. It did not belong to Mei Kasahara. Neither was it Krita Kano's voice, or the voice of the enigmatic woman. It was Malta Kano.
"Hello?"
she said.
"Is that Mr. Okada? My name is Malta Kano. I wonder if you remember me."
"Of course, I remember you very well," I said, trying to still the pounding of my heart. How could I not have remembered her?
"I must apologize for telephoning you so late at night. This is something of an emergency, however. I fully recognized what a rude intrusion this would be, and how angry it would make you, but I felt compelled to call nevertheless. I am terribly sorry."
She need not be concerned. I assured her I was up in any case, and not the least bit bothered. 12. Discovered when shaving. Discovered when waking.
"The reason I am calling you so late at night, Mr. Okada, is that I felt I ought to reach you at the earliest possible opportunity,"
said Malta Kano. Listening to her speak, I had the impression that she was choosing and arranging each word into well-ordered sentences according to strict principles of logic, which is what she always did.
"If you have no objection, there are several questions that I wish to be permitted to ask you, Mr. Okada. May I proceed?"
Receiver in hand, I lowered myself onto the sofa.
"Go right ahead. Ask me anything you like," I said.
"Have you by any chance been away these past 2 days, Mr. Okada? I tried telephoning you any number of times, but you seemed always to be out."
"Well, yes, I was out. I wanted to get away from the house for a while. I needed to be alone to do some thinking. I've got lots of things I need to think about."
"Yes, Mr. Okada, I'm very much aware of that. I understand how you feel. A change of scene can be a very good thing when one wishes to think clearly and carefully about something. In this case, however,